This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed.
Hallelujah.
This mountain shall be removed. How? By my spirit, says the Lord. Oh, I'm not going to move the mountain. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit in me to move the mountain. What kind of mountains? Mountains of doubt. Mountains of fear. Mountains of disease. Mountains of darkness. Mountains of sin. The Holy Ghost will do it. Through me, through you, to remove the mountains. That's why Jesus came, to remove mountains so that we're in the Holy Land. I don't have to go to Israel to be in the Holy Land. I love Israel. Don't get me wrong. I've been there maybe 7 times, and I want to go back 7 more times. But I tell you, those who believe in Jesus are walking in the Holy Land because their feet have been blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you walking in the Holy Land? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Or are you just saying, well, you know? No, no, not well, you know. People are going to hell every day. And we don't even think about it. And people are going to hell because no one told them about the Lord Jesus. Hell is forever. I remember on the deathbed of Mother Seton. Mother Seton was saying to her daughters, oh, there are so many more people that needed to be reached. And her sisters around her deathbed said, but Mother, you brought so many people to the Lord Jesus. And Mother Seton said, oh, but there were so many more people that needed the Lord Jesus. Ah, that should be our experience. Oh, there are so many people that need the Lord Jesus. That's why he has anointed you, to go bring people to him, that they be transformed. I tell you, unless a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. When I was 40 days old, I was brought to the church. I was born again of water and the Spirit. It took me 21 years to realize it and experience it. Oh, but in that 21st year, I experienced being born again in the Spirit. Oh, it had happened in my heart. But this was now experiential, born again in the Spirit. And you know what? In order to be born again, you gotta drop dead. You've got to let go of yourself and die so that Christ could live. People don't want to pray like that or talk like that in church. They might not give us any more donations. Oh, drop dead in the name of Jesus and receive new life. Receive the life of the Holy Spirit, but not without a funeral. Not without a, and I am the host that is the funeral, because if one drops dead, the Holy Spirit comes and says, no longer you will proclaim me. I will proclaim Jesus in you, to you, and through you.
So 2026, the year you drop dead. 2026, the year you come into your destiny. 2026, the year you begin to control the spiritual realm. The year you learn how to tarry for miracles. The year you learn how to tarry for power. The year you shut yourself in your room and say, Lord, I'm not eating. I'm not going to start praying until you move in my life, till you put your power on my life. We can put demands upon the Lord, and it is pleasing to him. The Lord is saying, who is going to love me and seek me with all of their heart? Who is going to sell out to fulfill their destiny? Who is going to be a fool to the world so that you can be in Christ, doing him? You know, you can't fake it in the spiritual realm. This is the truth. We can fake it to people, But in the spirit, the angels, the demons, the Lord, they know. You either have the fire or you don't have the fire. You have the sacrificial life or you don't. You have the faith or you don't. I'm living for myself or I'm living for Christ. In the areas that I am living for myself, that I'm withholding, I'm releasing to Him, releasing to Jesus as He gives me the grace, that I don't have the desire to control everything. You know, the best part of Christ is letting go of all control. Letting go of what people think, letting go of other people and their emotions and their, because you know what? God has it all under control. And if I need to control something today, I need to control another thing tomorrow and another thing next week, and it's unending. The Lord says, let go and come into the river, my child. Come into the river where the river flows, because there is a river
that fills up,
that flows from Christ above.
There is a fountain that fills with God's great love.
Hallelujah.
I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
And once you tap into the river of God, it's unlimited flow. You got to open the realm, open the waterfall from heaven to earth, where you're receiving from heaven and you're releasing to earth, where you begin to live off the overflow. Most people are living that their cup is pretty much empty, and the poor and the little they have left off on other people. The Lord says, no. No, get into the prayer room. Learn how to tarry in the spirit till you open up the wells of salvation and your cup is overflowing to everyone you come across. Everyone's getting wet, that you're just receiving from God and releasing into the world, that under your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. People can tell when you're speaking from the flesh or the Spirit of God is speaking through you. Speaking from the flesh and trying to prepare and speaking with worry and fear and anxiety and control. Or that, whoa, what's up with this guy? He's speaking without fear. He's speaking in love. He's speaking in power. Because it's the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit speaking through Him. And you don't need to think what you're going to say. The Bible says when you get there, I'll give you the words.
Yes.
Father, how many shows have you prepared for in 41 years?
I'm going to tell you, not many. Not many, but you know what? When I sit by this microphone, I get a word. And you know what? I'm going to hold on to that word and proclaim it. Because it's not my word.
Yeah.
It's His word. Yeah. We've been doing this for 41 years. You know, we're Catholic doing these things. I'm going to tell you, it all started with Catholics. Yeah. Peter, Paul, they were Catholics. They loved Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, the Catholic Church, including myself, oh, we fell. We fell short of the glory of God. We need to repent.
No more.
No more falling short. In repentance makes us new. Turn away from your sins and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to wait till Lent to say that. I'm going to say it now. Turn away from your sins and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins will cause you to die and go to hell.
And to be ineffective for the kingdom and be filled with fear and shame and doubt, and the devil and the enemy will wrap himself around you. Pure vessels operate in the power of God. The more pure you are, the more free you are. You know, humility looks like boldness, because you're not relying on your power. You're relying on the power of God, that it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the word says. It matters what the church says. That was a great moment in my life where I say, all I got, it doesn't matter what I think, you know. All I got to do is know the word of God. And if I have a question, look what the Catholic Church teaches. And submit to that and run free. And run free with the word of God.
Yes.
Lay hands on the sick. Watch him be healed.
Yes.
The problem with Christians is compromise. Me too. 2026, the year of no more compromise.
Amen.
We cannot compromise to the world. We cannot compromise to the flesh. We cannot compromise to the devil. We cannot compromise to people's emotions. People will say, I'm offended. Well, that has nothing to do with me. I'm going to speak the truth in love. In love, speak the truth in a love, in an effective manner that people can receive what I'm saying. I'm not going to just get on the street and say everyone's going to hell. But we're called to speak the truth in love. We're called not to compromise. 2026, the year of no compromise for the Lord. The year of prayer, the year of fasting, the year of sacrifice. Sacrifice is a currency in the spiritual realm. As Christians, we need to learn how to sacrifice, how to tarry in the spirit, how to know the word of God and believe the word of God and embody the word of God, embody Christ. Do the same things that Christ did, because Jesus said the same things I did, you will do. Why are miracles displayed? Because it's a tool of evangelization.
Yes,
it leads people to the kingdom. When someone hears miracles are coming,
yes,
Father Tom healed someone of cancer, of an eardrum, of a wheelchair. Guess what happens? People start flocking and people give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. These past 2 years, there's been many barren women who have come, who can't have children, who've tried everything, the doctors, but where the Holy Spirit is, there is life. And as we laid hands on him and released life, there's an anointing of children. There's a baby anointing, because a lot of time, we don't want to talk about this, but there's an enemy of our soul. There's an enemy of life. And sometimes the enemy, he binds up women, he binds up their womb. But Jesus, so they can't have children. But Jesus said, I have come so that you have life and life abundantly, and you will be used to destroy the work of it, the work of the enemy. See, and as we rebuke the devil and as we release life and children in these wombs, there's been so many women who've been barren, who have children now, and there's babies, because, you know, that is the greatest gift, children, life. Where the Holy Spirit is, there's life. With God, with man, these things are impossible, but with God,
all things are possible. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
And if you are a woman and you're listening and you want children and it's not happening for you, come to Glory Night. Come and let us pray for you. Come and let Jesus do an extraordinary miracle. Because that's what Jesus does. He's the same today, tomorrow,
and all time. All time. He's not changed. I'll tell you who has changed. Many people in the church. Many of us have changed. We don't expect miracles. We don't expect that God is going to move. We don't expect that things are going to happen. You see? The preacher must expect that people sitting in those pews are going to be dynamic people next year.
Oh, I like that.
That's the way it should be.
Dynamic.
They hear the word of God, and God does something for them. I tell you, each year we have these wonderful readings after Christmas. Wonderful readings calling us to conversion. Conversion. Turn away from your sins and believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversion. We need to be converted. I tell you, we need it. Priests need to be converted. Laity needs to be converted. Father Tom needs to be converted.
Anthony needs to be converted.
More and more and more.
Father said that we don't expect miracles. It's true, but it's also, we're not willing to pay the price.
Amen.
That the miracles require. We got to have men and women of God in the Catholic Church, all Christians who are willing to lay down their life, learn to tarry with the Lord and pay the price that it takes to complete our destiny in the Lord. Because when it's all said and done, nothing matters besides knowing, loving, and serving the Lord Jesus and completing the mission he has for you.
And there is a price to be paid. There is a price to be paid. And so many people walk away because they are called to pay the price.
And then they're miserable.
And sometimes I'll tell you what the price is. All your brothers and sisters that are priests, they say, he's nuts. Ah. He's nuts. Don't listen to him. He's nuts. What do I do with those people that think I'm nuts? Lord, bless them. Lord, bless them abundantly. Lord, let them feel the glory of God. Lord, open their hearts to your mercy, that they would hear confessions and people would be transformed through their ministry. Oh, that's what you do with people that think you're nuts. You pray for them. You don't torment them. You pray for them, that God would show up in their ministry.
And why do they think you're nuts? Because the things of the spirit are offensive to the things of the flesh and the things of the world. The spirit and the world hold diametrically opposite. Opposite. See, I'm not a big word type of guy. I'm just simple Christian. And this is the thing. The Lord doesn't need you to be Father Tom. He doesn't need me to be a theologian. He just needs me to be Anthony. He just needs Father to be Father. He just needs you to be you, fully alive in the Spirit of God. The moment you try to be someone else is the moment you lose it.
That's right.
Because God created you for a very specific purpose. But the acts of the Spirit are going to offend people. When the Lord called me to go on long, long fast, it was offensive to people. Why don't you eat? Why? You're going to die. You can't do this. Father Tom, he said, do it if the Lord's telling you. When the Lord calls you to give all your money, it doesn't make sense. What are you going to have left for yourself? How are you going to survive? It brings people to this place of uncomfort. The Lord tells me to give, I'm going to give. And he's going to supply. Because the secret of the Spirit is when the Lord tells you to give, he's setting you up to receive from him.
That's right. And you know what? We as Catholics have not taught our people how to give.
The first lesson Father taught me at School of the Holy Spirit was, I don't want to see any one, no ones in the box.
Because it's God's money. God's money. I don't get a penny out of what's being given. But we are called to be generous. How do I know that? Because our head, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave it all. Gave it all. And as the head gave it all, the members of the body must be called to give it all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you learned that yet. I don't know but it'll come to you if you keep on following Jesus.
Yes, and a man will reap what he sows. So if you want a harvest of one tomato plant, plant one seed. But if you want fields and vineyards and granaries, plant as much seed as you can, and you will reap a harvest, not just financially, not just in provision, but in the spiritual gifts. Jesus said, if I can't trust you with money, how can I trust you with the greater gifts?
That's right.
People, power.
Oh, love. I tell you, we've had this ministry for 41 years. I'm going to tell you, not one cent came into my pocket. You want to know why? I didn't need it. I'm paid by the diocese. My mother and father, they left me comfortable. I didn't need it. I gave it. My heart gave it. Oh, not because I'm getting something. No. You know what I get when I do things like this? I get blessed because I'm blessing people. Maybe one more person turns to Jesus. One person who has been thinking about killing themselves hears the word of God and turns to Jesus. That's my pay. Oh, that's my pay. That's my pay. God moving in people's lives by the power of the gospel of Jesus.
And maybe you're saying, well, Father Tom, I'm not a priest. I'm not supplied for by the diocese. But you know what? It's the law of reaping and sowing. I'm living off divine providence. And the more I reap, the more I sow. The more I follow the principles of the Lord, the more he lifts me higher. Because Jesus set up a system in the spiritual realm. And you know what's awesome? When I just started to really trust in the Lord with my finances, because it's the hardest thing to do. But you come into such a place of spiritual freedom. freedom. And you see, wow, the word of God is effective. I can trust in my Father, and he provides for you. And it's just so good. But you know what's even better? The only thing I need is time. Time to pray, time to preach, time to fast, time to get into the Spirit, time to get into the kingdom. There's no compromise in this year for you.
No.
You're not going to, there's no faking it in the Spirit.
No.
You either got it or you don't. You either sold out or you're not.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. If you haven't begun to pray in tongues, ask the Lord for the grace. You know, it's not, you're not, you're still going to go to heaven. The Lord's still going to love you. But if you want to be effective in the kingdom, effective in healing, effective in preaching, effective in displaying the power of God, it's a weapon. It's a weapon, just like the rosary's a weapon, just like the word of God's a weapon, just like the Eucharist, confession. And you want to be fully equipped. You know, when the devil sees me coming down to preach in which row, in the Spirit, they say, oh no, this guy got like, he's armed for war. It's like I got a heavy jacket of weapons on. And in the spiritual realm, Father says you don't need to get ready if you stay ready. You don't wait for the problem to come. You flow in the river this year. You flow in the river. St. Paul said, pray always. Does that mean you got to have your book and you're reading it? No. It's constant union and constant divine union with the Lord. That if you're cooking, you call Jesus into it. If you're watching TV, Mokoto Ratante Ramacampo. Like, I love to watch football and sports a little bit. It's relaxing for me. But you know what I'm doing when I'm watching? Sarerananta Makuto. Rabase. Or I'm shutting the volume off and I'm listening to the word of God. You know, we can just be effective in every moment of our life, because a lot of times we're just running from ourselves, running from our thoughts. But the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Walk in faith. What is sin? In confession, we're not only confessing the sin we've done, but what I have failed to do. What have I failed to do? Has the Lord been calling me to give and I haven't been given? Has the Lord been calling me to pray and I haven't been praying, to read the word of God and I haven't been reading the word of God, to preach and I haven't been preaching? St. Paul said, if it's not faith, it's sin.
That's right.
That's a hard lesson.
That's right.
It's not preached. But if we're not operating in faith, we're operating in sin.
That's right.
The Lord, you know what doesn't happen in faith? Fear, doubt, shame, consumption with ourselves. There's a realm of the Spirit where you walk in such power and love and joy, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, I don't always feel great. I'm being oppressed. I'm out here now, but I'm in a war. Father's in a war, you know, and in the war, there's cuts and there's wounds and there's battles. But we already have the victory.
Amen.
And there is nothing that will stop us. Nothing that will separate us. You know, and when we die, we go to be with the Lord.
That's right.
And we get to see our mansion in heaven.
That's right.
Where the Lord says, where your heart is, where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
That's right.
So where's your treasure? Is it in your house? Is it in your car? Is it in your clothes? Or is it in the works of God this year?
Amen. On September 29th, a couple of years ago, that's my birthday, I was on my way to the espousal for a prayer meeting and mass. There was an accident and my mother broke her neck.
Trachea.
I wanted to quit. I was out to proclaim the word of God and my mother breaks a trachea on my birthday. That was my birthday from the devil himself. My gift from the devil himself. Oh, it took me some time to give myself back to Jesus. I was so disappointed. I was so upset. I was so angry. My mother's voice could not be heard. The devil couldn't get my voice, so he got my mother's voice. Oh, I know that to be true. And it was on the 29th of September. That was my birthday present from hell. I had to make decisions. And the decision was, do I continue to waddle in this darkness and unbelief, or do I give myself anew to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I decided, I give myself to you, Lord Jesus. My mother's trachea is broken. The devil couldn't get at mine. He got at my mother. But I'm going to trust you with her. I'm going to trust you. We found the best of the best doctors in the eye and ear. Dr. Montgomery, the best of the best. He operated on my mother. My mother was able, after time, to be able to talk, not like she used to, but talk and be understood. I tell you, it was for me a time of testing that here I am on my birthday, getting into an accident. And what the devil hates is my throat. He gets my mother's throat. But I surrendered.
Amen.
I surrendered. And I said, okay, God, I surrender. I can't do anything about it. You could bring good out of it. And the Lord brought us to Dr. Montgomery. And Dr. Montgomery did a wonderful job of my mother's trachea. You see, things happen when you believe. Things happen. I don't have to make things happen. I believe, and things happen. And they're the things that God gives us to happen. Like today, someone who loves another person is about to tell them that you're in love with them. Don't hold it back. Go tell that person you're in love with them.
Because 2026, the year of no compromise, the year of surrender, the year of destiny, the year you come into the power of God that He created you to walk in before the foundation of the world.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.